Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If people are going to be reached, it's not going to be by some persuasive argument or some really cool rock show. It's going to be by God's power. And so that's why we want to lift up the cross. And we've seen some of the most hardened people surrender their lives to Jesus because they experienced God's power. One great example for me is we were doing a show in Antioch, Turkey. This is the Antioch you read about in your Bible in the book of Acts. And we were, after the show, I was talking to a guy called Mahmoud, who is from Syria. And this is before the Syrian, civil war that's going on now. And he had come there, and he'd come to our show, just stumbled upon it and seen the gospel. And we were having this conversation. It was really just a typical Christian-Muslim conversation getting nowhere, in that he was saying Jesus is a prophet, and I was trying to convince him otherwise, and wasn't going anywhere. And so finally, and this is the thing we really rely on, is finally I said, hey, can I pray for you? And so he said, sure. And I put my hand on his shoulder and began to pray. And as I was praying, I started to sense that something was happening. And so I finished my prayer. What I was doing is I was praying that Jesus would reveal himself and who he really is. And so I finished my prayer, and something in his face was just changed. And he began to open up. And he said that as I was praying for him, he felt this energy. And he was, in layman's term, describing the Holy Spirit. Mm. And he began to open up about how he was struggling with a lot of things. And he'd actually come to Antioch to get away from family problems. And I just explained to him that the most natural thing in the world was to have a relationship with God. But that because of the sin and brokenness in our lives and in the world, we had lost contact. We'd been separated. And that Jesus came to pay the price for our sins so that we could have that relationship we were supposed to have. And then I just said, hey, do you want that relationship? And here's a guy 5 minutes before getting nowhere. And 5 minutes later, he's saying yes. And I'm praying through him through the sinner's prayer. And his life is completely changed. And it was unbelievable.
Wow.
And it's not because of how persuasive I was. It was purely by God's power.
Wow. Mm. How about you? Do you want to share a story of just a time when you've been out on the road?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's hard to even pick because there's so many. But even on this last tour, we were in Albania. And that tour in itself wasn't even supposed to happen. We had a tour of Croatia planned, and for various reasons that fell apart. So we were staring at this hole in our schedule, wondering what we were going to do. And so we just called up our partners in Albania. We have these church pastors. They're just incredible guys, men of faith. And they said, just come. We'll figure something out. Just come. So we drove. I mean, it's thousands. It took us like 2 days to get there. We end up having 12 shows with no planning, no promotion, 13,000 Albanians hearing the gospel. It just speaks to that, how God rewards those who seek him with a desperate heart.
Yeah.
And again, Albania is a strange place because of its Ottoman occupation. It has this Muslim aspect to its culture, but then because of Soviet-enforced communism, it has this atheism as part of its culture. And so mostly the young people are just really confused. And so you're facing a lot of challenges, and you really do need God's power. And I remember one particular show, we're doing this documentary of this entire last tour. And so my job was to interview people after every single show. So we go out into the crowd, and we see these two guys, and we go up to them. And, you know, I'm saying, so did you guys respond to the message? You know, because we give people a chance to respond. They said, yeah, we came forward, and we raised our hands, and we're Muslims and we're from a Muslim family, but we felt the need to respond. And I'm starting to try to dig a little bit and say, well, you responded? I mean, why would you? That's a big thing for a Muslim young guy to do that. And one of the young guys looks at me and he says, you know, when I saw your show, I realized that I was dirty and I needed Jesus to make me clean. And I was floored. Mm. I mean, this is not a believer. This is someone with no Christian language in their context at all. And for him to explain the gospel in that way, for a Muslim young guy to say that I felt dirty and I recognized that this Jesus could make me clean. I mean, it was just incredible. So we prayed with them and connected them with the local church. But that's just one of many, many examples.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.